Amelia's house was tucked away just off the water, cradled by trees. Gravel rattled under the rental car, loud enough to compete with the thudding in my chest. Her front door was painted with flowers, butterflies, handprints, years of color layered and chipped. I swallowed and reached for the doorbell, aware of the wrinkles on my hand. I considered turning around before she could answer. I heard the dog first, quick thuds of excited paws, before I heard her footsteps behind the door. And then it opened. There she was. Still beautiful. Still her.